Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbert. Join Maggie every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
I'm very excited. I have a special guest today that I'm very, very excited about. Her name is Sandy Boucher, and she's an author and inspirational, motivational speaker and just a really, really lovely woman. So I welcome everyone to the show today, and wherever you're listening in from, I hope you're cozied up with a cup of tea or coffee or a glass of water with lemon or whatever moves you. And we're going to jump into the show, and I thank you for being here at Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio, which is Greater Good Ministries. And I'd love to introduce my guest and friend and colleague, Sandy Boucher. Sandy, are you there?
I'm here. Have a great day there, woman. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I just had a little technical difficulty. My computer started playing our show at the same time, so I had to do some adjusting, but all is good. And as you and I both know, Sandy, we just have learned to go with the flow in life, and it makes it much easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's what keeps it exciting, right? Those changes we didn't know about.
That's right. And just adapting and going with the flow and making every day a great day. And I know you're awesome at making every day a great day. I just love seeing your posts on Facebook and, you know, every day you're waking up and you're so excited to be alive. And I feel the same way. And I love that we can come together on this day and share that message with the world. So I'm really excited to have you on.
Thank you.
Yes. And Sandy, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words? Because it's always much is easier to connect to a person when we hear from their heart. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, as you said, my name is Sandy Boucher. I guess first and foremost, I'm a mom of two amazing grown kids, and I'm actually a brand new grandma. So super, super excited about that. Lots of reasons to smile. Spiritually, I am Anishinaabekwe, which is Ojibwe for a First Nations woman. I am a proud member of the Seine River First Nation in Northern Ontario, and I grew up in a very, very small northern town. I always refer to my journey, my path, as poverty to prosperity, because I grew up in this very supportive, encouraging, loving, caring home. But my parents didn't have a dime to their names. They worked hard. They worked in a sawmill. My mom had a grade 4 education, and my dad had a grade 6 education. So they offered all they could, but their resources that they could share with us were very, very limited. But they really shared with us that if you were willing to work hard enough, you could have anything you wanted. And I guess right from the earliest days, I wanted more. I didn't know what, but I knew life was going to be amazing, and I just was really, really open to that possibility. But first, as life sometimes goes, I had some dark days to get through. And the people that have heard my story, they know I'm a 10-year domestic abuse survivor. I have watched alcohol destroy my home and almost my family. And I've had some really, really dark days, but it was the teachings of my mom that got me through those dark days to where I am now. And my life is nothing short of amazing now. And I think that might be because I never forget where I came from. So I do wake up every single morning absolutely excited. I always refer to it as Christmas morning. Every morning to me is Christmas morning because I don't know what email is going to come in or what phone call or who I'm going to have a chance to meet and share with today. And I really look at each one of those as a present. And all of that culminated in 2005. I actually lost my mom and to complications of diabetes, which unfortunately is really, really common in the First Nations community. And it was that loss and the loss of her teachings is what I was scared of. So that was the incentive for me to sit down, write my book, share my story, and share her teachings with the world. And even though I don't have a national distributor, my book is now sold across Canada, the U.S., and as far away as Ireland and Australia, proving that we all walk similar paths, and we all have the same fears. And I love that my mom's words and my words now are helping so many men and women in so many different places when they absolutely need it. So that's my life. My book turned into my motivational speaking career. I do this full time. So every single day I am out doing everything I can to help people remember how strong they are. And I always say, if you leave one of my seminars believing in me, then I've failed. But if you leave believing a little bit more in how beautiful and strong and valuable you are, then I've succeeded and I've done what I was there to do. So that's who I am.
Awesome, Fatty. You know, when I hear your story, and I've heard it before, but I get goose pimples, you know, knowing how similar we are, that I grew up in a small town, which I think was smaller than yours, but... sorry, someone just came to the door, so I just had to redirect them around. And, you know, I relate to the mother, too. My mother was my inspiration, and she's passed away as well. And I think of how resourceful, as women, we've become from these experiences and living so remotely and learning to have to make do without. And I'm so grateful for the gifts as well. So I'm excited to hear some of your teachings today and that your mother gets to come through us again. So I hear you have some quotes for us today, but I wanted to touch on your book. Now, you mentioned your book, and you're referring to the Honorary Indian. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Great. So where can people get information about it? Is it on your website, and is that the Traditionally Speaking?
Yes, exactly. www.traditionallyspeaking.ca is my website, and on there you can find a link to all my YouTube videos. If you're having a bad day and you just need that little pick-me-up, I have over 100 2- and 3-minute videos on there. You know, I don't get anything but back from that financially, but that's my pay forward. That's the thank you for all the people that helped get me here, is knowing those videos can help someone on a day and they don't even need to get a hold of me. They can do it all themselves. So the YouTube videos are there. You can link to my blog off my website. And yes, you can click on services and you'll see the link to purchase my book.
Awesome. So that's great. Well, let's get into those teachings and have a little inspiration here. And so let's go with your first quote, Sandy, that you want to share. And I believe that's play the game. Is that what we're going to hear about now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But actually, you know what? Before we jump into that, I wanted to share one quote that came to me this morning that my mom used to say to me over and over again. And one of the exciting things about my journey now is I've really had to relearn how to live my life. I've said time and time again that success is a new way of thinking when survival is all you've been taught. And that's where I came from. Coming from that impoverished background, I learned how to survive, but I really didn't know how to succeed and enjoy succeeding. So the teaching my mom passed on to me was, no matter where you stand or who you stand beside, always remember who you are. And that is the one quote that has allowed me to walk this entirely new path as an entrepreneur and as a businesswoman and as a motivational speaker coming from a family that always worked for someone else. On those days when I had no idea what to do next, I just had to remember who I was. I had to remember that I was following my heart and that I was strong and I am intelligent. And as long as I went to that core and was willing to reach out, I could make it to the next step. So I think that primarily, if there's one message I want to get across today, remember who you are.
You know, Sandy, I think that's a great one, because it's my life's mission to help people remember who they are, to live authentically, be there. You know, if people could get the message that the beauty is really, it is who you are, where you've come from, we're born perfect and beautiful essence, and we are, that's the, our gift to the world, and we think we have to be somebody else or get to a certain place. So I love how you put that, just, you know, remembering who we are, because that is the gift that we are to the world. And it also centers us in where we've come from and where we're going, and it, very beautiful message.
Absolutely. Now, referring to that quote you talked about, play the game. And this is my new one, because as I was going around and doing all these seminars, and people were asking me all the time, how can you stay so positive? How do you do this every single day? And I really had to step back for a minute and think, okay, well, how do I do it? And believe it or not, I came up with this video game analogy or strategy, if you will. 99% of us out there have played a video game. So if you picture that for a sec, you're holding the controller and you're watching this game in front of you, and you're grabbing the coins if you want to be Mario, or you're dodging the bad guys if you're doing one of those army games. And I don't play video games, so you have to forgive me if the analogy is a little weak. But the point is, you are watching the game unfold. You're observing it, you're grabbing what you need, and you're dodging what you don't need. That is exactly how I live my life. What happens in my world, the phone calls, the people around me, are external to my happiness. And my happiness is internal. And just like with the video game, we've all been there where you try to get the level and you fail and you die, you run out of lives. You don't take that personally. You don't start beating yourself up. You realize, okay, I should have turned left instead of right, and you try again. And that, again, is exactly how I live my life. When I'm trying to advance a project and I go talk to someone that I want to partner with and they're not interested, I never think that my project's a bad idea. I just realize I spoke to the wrong person. Not because they're a bad person, but they're not who I should be partnering at this point in time. And I go on to the next person. So I don't internalize my world. I appreciate it. I observe it. I learn from it. I definitely reflect on it. But my happiness is internal. And that's something I keep sacred and tight to my core. And you just can't get to that. That's how I do this every single day.
Wow, I love that. You know, that gives us full empowerment, which is the whole topic of our call today, being more empowered. You know, another thing I love about the video game analogy, because I've used something similar but different, and is that when you play a video game, it's like life. There's every possible outcome. And that's pretty exciting to think of it that way, too, is that we're playing that game where we realize those things are outside of ourselves and we can dodge them or add more in or take some out, but also that every possible outcome is there. It's just for our choosing. Do we want more happiness? Do we want more joy? Is this something that makes us happy? Do we want to pursue this? And playing the game with the choices, knowing that every possible outcome is there available for us. So I like to use that one too. That was awesome, Sandy. I just love listening to your inspirations. And I'm always taking notes every time I listen to you speak, and I'm doing it today again. So thank you so much. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make one other point, and this is, I hope the audience has a paper and pen. Write this down. The one thing that we don't give ourselves credit for or give ourselves enough credit are transferable skills. So if you are playing a video game and you have that persistence to keep trying and trying, you have persistence. You already have the skill. You can take that same persistence to keep trying to find a job, or keep trying to pass and get your driver's license, or keep trying to advance in your education. You are already persistent. You just have to apply it in another area. In the same way, when I talk to women that, you know, they've been single moms and maybe they've got a very tight budget, they're now considering starting a business and it's scary for them. If you've managed to run a whole household on a minimal budget, you already know how to look after your money. That's mm-hmm. no different from managing the budget of a business. It's just bigger numbers. You have the skill. So remember and look honestly at your lives and the skills that you have and just learn to apply them. It's not something new. You're already doing it. You just have to get excited about the different ways you can apply those skills.
Great point. You know, the first thing I thought of when you said those words, transferable skills, is I thought of our mothers. You know, that's what they, or at least my mother taught me for sure was, you know, and in the hardest times, those skills that you had to bring to the table, and now you can look at those and they're totally transferable into incorporating them into our lives now. And so there's another example of the harder times actually being of a great benefit to boost us now when we're using those skills and transferring them into the best and most amazing lives possible.
Oh, I say that one every single day. I actually feel sorry for the people that have had comfortable lives. Because the reality is, coming from our backgrounds, when you saw those mountains, and when I was a single mom and literally feeding my kids cereal for dinner because there was no other option, and pretending we were in a restaurant so we made it fun, to remember back to those days, reality is very little scares me nowadays. If I ended up, if the world fell down, ended up totally impoverished again, been there, done that.
Right.
You know, it's, there's no fear there. So that those skills really give us a contentment. So if you're out there in a challenging time, you're learning some skills that are going to serve you for the rest of your life. Just keep going.
Great point. And, you know, people, when they're at those tough times, they're feeling disempowered. But if they can see that those experiences are the rocket fuel, the empowerment for their future, and just to trust. And I, you know, I stress that a lot, is to just trust. Trust in the process. Trust that, you know, better things are coming. Trust that you will survive, that you do have the skills. And there's the beauty can be absolutely beautiful, but we have to trust as well that everything that we've experiencing is for our highest good at some level. And that's a great example. So, Sandy, you know, on the topic of, you know, some of these struggles and places we've come from, let's talk for a little bit about your quote on being limited by the barriers we choose to defend. I'm really curious to hear about that.
Oh, this one. I use this quote so often. I wrote it probably about a year ago. And I swear it comes up in every seminar, workshop, speech I do. Because I have this gift that, you know, I meet people every single day and I can see their passion, their spirit, their assets, their abilities. And I love that. And I'm always the first to say, oh, my God, you know, you have such a beautiful spirit. Are you going to share that with the world? And the response is always a list of the reasons they can't. And I always say, I wish I had a magic wand. If there's one thing I would wipe out is all of that list, because the quote is, we will forever be limited by the barriers we choose to defend. And that is so true. If you tell me you can't do this because you don't have enough money, well, then you're right. You can't do this. But if you believe you can, you're going to find a way around, over, or under that barrier. If I had let other people, seriously, you got to remember, I'm a First Nations woman that was raised in a house that didn't have indoor plumbing. If I had told the world that I was going to be a published author and motivational speaker one day, I can still hear the laughter. And it's because, you know what, back then, I didn't know how. I left how up to Creator. I just believed that I had a way of inspiring and motivating people, and I needed to run with that. And if a barrier came up in front of me, it wasn't a barrier, it was a challenge to prove that I believed in what I was doing and believed in the woman I was. And time again, each one of those proves to me how strong I am, how committed I am. If I'm still working at 11 o'clock at night, I'm not complaining. I'm proving to myself that I believe in this dream that much. when I started my own company, and I was in employment and training for 20 some odd years. I really don't want to do the math on that. But when I remember the hours that I used to put in, I worked in downtown Toronto for a while, and we all know what that kind of lifestyle is like and the long, long hours. When I started my own company, I made a promise to myself that I was going to at least, at bare minimum, put in as many hours for myself as I would working for anyone else, because my company deserved it as much as theirs did. And time and time again, I hear the excuses. And you know what? I've said it time and time again. If people defended their right to be happy as much as they reinforced and defended their right to be miserable, we'd all be happier.
So true, so true. I like to look at it as telling their story, too. You know, we can write any story. You and I are both writers. We know this. We can write words. We can write sentences, paragraphs, entire books, and people tell this story that they create, and they retell it and retell it till they believe it so strongly that this story is in absolute concrete, and it's in a life story for them. So I firmly love that, because we can recreate our stories anytime we choose. And why wouldn't we tell a story that serves us and that's for our highest good and says that we can do it rather than the reasons why we can't? So it can be as simple as not defending that anymore. So that's a really, really good point. And I'm glad you share that on just about everywhere you go, because I think the world really needs to hear that message.
I've always said that I think the strongest word in the English language is the word enough. That day when we fall to our knees or we fall on the floor and we just say, enough, I'm not doing this anymore, I am better than this, I deserve more than this. And you know what, that picture I just painted, that's me in a shelter for abused women, where I knew this is not what Creator had in mind for me. And I knew that if I wanted a different future, I had to do things differently. I had to start. Respect starts with self-respect. And my mom used to always say, we teach the world how to treat us. Mm. We decide what we're going to allow. And it wasn't until I started treating myself as a woman of value that I became valued by others.
Yes. The world sees you as you see yourself. You know, I love how you put that, Sandy, because I think, you know, as women and people, as anyone in the world, as human beings, we all go through these crises. It's not a matter of are these things going to happen in our life, it's just when. So, you know, you have as much joy as you can in between, and you learn from the experiences. But what you were talking about, the word enough, that's, you know, similar to, I see it in coaching, is breaking down to break through. That's the
Absolutely.
Doorway. Yes, the gift. It's breaking down and throwing your hands up in the air and saying enough, and that's when you break through. So I'm getting tingly when I think of that, little shivers all over, because I think if people understood that in the darkest hours, sometimes that's the doorway to the light, you know, it can bring some comfort, in, especially if they're in that place.
And you know what? I always say, people hear me say it all the time, I'm not driving this bus. Creator, I honestly believe I was put here to do this, that my mom's gift was her teachings, and my gift was to share her teachings with the world, because my mom was what I call a silent warrior. She was a strong, beautiful woman with amazing teachings, but if she ever had to talk to three people at the same time, she would have had a coronary. But what she did was she was silent, and she spoke softly to us, her children. And she taught us what we needed to know. And in turn, I was able to share that with the people who needed it. So without her teachings, I wouldn't be here. And that's no accident. Creator designed that. My mom used to always say that Creator will open the door for you, but he won't push it through it. So you have to grab those opportunities. Back to the video game, the coin's there. It's waiting for you. If you don't grab it, you can't really blame the game because you're not advancing.
That's right.
And like you said, we all come on hardships, and that kind of going to lead us into the next quote here. We're taught that life is like a river. And if you think of the river, there are boulders and there are rapids and there are waterfalls, but there's also beautiful shorelines and amazing animals and beautiful sunsets. It's not personal. My mom absolutely forbid us to use the sentence, why me? Why is this happening to me? She did not allow us to say that. And what she taught us was instead we had to ask, what is the lesson here? Why am I here? What can I learn from this? Could I have made a better decision? Did I do the same old thing again? So I can't really be surprised I landed here again. And the quote I was talking about is she taught us to pack a good canoe, is what she would say. I could never do my life and do all of my work if I didn't get a good night's sleep. I couldn't do my life if I didn't eat nutritious food and get the exercise I need, because I need the energy. And you know what? I used to be a really big woman, and I'm a First Nations woman. I was in line for diabetes and high blood pressure. I used to smoke. I gave up all of those things because I realized I couldn't blame that on Creator. I couldn't blame that on the river. This was my choices that were leading me down that path, and it wasn't a path I wanted to go on. So I quit smoking. Was it easy? Absolutely not. Thank God I worked alone at home for the safety of people in my world. I realized I didn't have enough information to eat properly because I was just on autopilot. So I reached out to people to teach me how to take care of myself. And I was that woman that said, you know what, I would go to the gym if I had more energy. Little did I know if I went to the gym, I'd have more energy.
Right.
So it was this cycle that just going over and over until I said enough and decided I wanted a different future. One of the most powerful teachings my mom always said was, never forget, the ancestors and the children are watching. That with every word and with every action, we are an example, and we get to choose of what. I want my children and my grandson to be proud of the choices I made. I have my mom looking over me every single day, and that's a very high bar to live up to, and she deserves me to live up to it. I deserve to live up to that bar. I watch my kids succeeding now because of that belief.
That's right. And what a great role model. We teach through how we are, not with what we say. And I know that's hard for us to grasp because we love to communicate with words, but really it is through example and through being and showing and leading the way. Sandy, I love your canoe theory. I like to also add in for our callers today that when we think of life as a river, remember not to fight the river. Sometimes, you know, we're going downstream, but we're actually paddling upstream. We're resisting everything that is. We're paddling so hard. Why isn't this working for me? When sometimes we just need to put the paddle down and let the canoe turn around and gently float downstream, because that's sort of the way we're supposed to go. So I like just to add a little bit to the river, because I often use that river of life example as well. And another cute little one to add is, I'm just filling in here a little bit because we're going to go to a break shortly, but someone told me the other day, Sandy, it was, you know, that song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
Yeah.
Which people say is, you know, there's a spiritual meaning to that. It's, you know, gently, life is but a dream, merrily, merrily. But, excuse me, it's the biggest message is it's row, row, row your boat. And I love that. That just stuck in my head, you know, how we are empowered. It's our life, and it's our story, and it's our, and people, a lot of people spend their lives projecting their judgments on other people, as an example. And so that song, I often use it when I think of the river of life, and it has many, many meanings to me. Just, you know, as you mentioned, like there's barriers and debris in the river, and all of those things. There's so much that to the river theory that if people ponder on it, it can be really beneficial. So I'm really glad that you shared your versions of the canoe and the river of life. And we're getting ready to take a commercial break here shortly. You're on, for our guests, you're on blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio, which is Greater Good Ministries. I'm Maggie Holbeck, your host today, life coach, public speaker, and hopefully soon to be author. I'm also hoping to get a book out there soon. And my guest today is Sandy Boucher, and I'm getting some messages through Facebook that people are thoroughly enjoying you, Sandy. They're resonating with you very much. So I'm very honored to have you on the show. The talk today is empowering ourselves, we're using Sandy's teachings through her mother, through Sandy's quotes, and I'm looking forward to after our break when we hear the rest of the quotes. Now, Sandy, we have a minute or so before our break. Is there anything you want to say to feel complete before we take our commercial break?
Well, just to finish that canoe analogy, life is definitely a balance. So it is not an excuse to just lay back in the canoe and let it take you wherever. Because you got to remember, and if there's one thing to remember, add that to the other 10 times I said this already this morning, life's not supposed to be easy. But luckily, we're strong enough to do it. Think of your child. If you carried your child everywhere and they never learned how to walk, which is a struggle in the beginning, they're going to fall. You're weakening your child. Creator is this amazing parent, and he's not going to let us be weak. He's going to send us challenges to prove to us and our families how strong we are. So we can do this. You have to paddle. If it's an ongoing battle, maybe you're paddling in the wrong direction, or maybe you're caught in a whirlpool, and you really have to look at that. But don't think it's going to be this lazy, hazy. I have an amazing life, and I work very hard to honor it. So just get yourself on the right path, and then you don't mind the work.
Good point. All right, we're off to our commercial break, and we'll see you back here shortly.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. DeLosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Byrd, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebyrd.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Shelter...
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business. Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You're listening to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbig on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbig. I'm so happy to be here with you today and happy to have my special guest on. You're on the air with Crystal Clear Coaching, where we specialize and share with of wellness of body, mind, and spirit, and share messages of inspiration and love. So I'm going to carry on with Sandy and have her share some more of her teachings. Sandy's an author, an inspirational and motivational speaker, but most of all, she's an amazing woman, and I'm honored to know her. I encourage anyone to call in if they have questions for Sandy. We're going to save a few minutes at the end of the show for callers who may wish to ask Sandy some questions and get some insight from her and hear from her on any questions that they would like addressed, or maybe they just want some ideas of things and suggestions and places they can go with any of the challenges, or they just want to ask her questions about some of her teachings. And the call-in number for that is 347-237-5339. And you'll hit one if you'd like to speak with the host. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Sandy. Welcome back.
Hello again.
Hello.
Okay, so we'll just continue on. I did want to make one point before I go into the next quote. And I'm not sure how well it translates on the radio. I know it definitely translates when I do one of my seminars. But I absolutely believe in you. And when I say you, I mean every single listener out there. I believe in you and your abilities as much as I believe in mine. And the only thing that I believe in more than my abilities is Creator. So if you hear me and you can hear me getting excited and very passionate about this, it is because I look at every single one of these opportunities, every chance I have to talk to someone, as my one shot. Because I don't know if Creator's going to allow our paths to cross again. Maybe you're going to be like Maggie, and I'm going to get to keep meeting with you, and that's absolutely amazing. But just in case, and I think we've all had those cases where we've lost someone, whether they've passed on or they've moved on or whatever the case may be, and we didn't get to say what we would have wanted to say. And I've lost so many close to me that is something I strive to do every single day. I don't wait to tell someone how amazing they are or how much I need them in my world, because I need them to know that right now. And I may never get to speak to you again, so I'm going to do my best today to say the one thing, to believe that Creator is going to give me the words that you need to hear to make that difference in your life, because it is up to you. And that leads us into the next quote, and I say this straight from my heart. I'm always looking to empower people. I would never want to bring someone down. But the reality is, if you are not willing to take the steps to fix a problem in your life, it's not a problem, it's a choice. And again, I say that straight from my heart. As a 10-year domestic violence survivor, I did not choose to be in that situation, but I chose to stay longer, way longer than I should have. And I took my children down that path with me. Now, I know I stayed absolutely as long as I needed to get those lessons and to move on, but I pray that you remember that whatever happens tomorrow will be based on the decisions you make today. Forget about the past. You can't beat yourself up about the past. It's a waste of time and energy. My mom used to always say that the only thing the past owes us is teachings, lessons. Learn from it and move on. Guilt, waste of time. You did the best you could at that moment with the knowledge you had at that moment. You can't judge 20-year-old you with a 40-year-old's knowledge. You can't. That wouldn't be fair to the 20-year-old. But you are a 40-year-old now, so you can't be making the same decisions you did way back then. Every single day we age and we do our best, or should do our best, to add to our wisdom. So whatever challenge you're facing right now, the first step is to choose to do something about it. And that doesn't mean some huge, monumental, scary step. It might mean looking up information on the website. No one even knows you're doing it, but you're going to do that for you. It might mean admitting you're struggling to a friend. It might mean reaching out to a stranger. It might be just acknowledging that you have a problem. But each one of those are a step in the right direction. And every time you take that step, your future changes. And you deserve an amazing future. I hope. And if there's one change you can make in your life, start adding people into your life that believe in you and believe in all you can be. Because remember, as a domestic abuse survivor, I had a significant other that was telling me every single day how I had no value, how I was never going to achieve anything, and my downfall would have been the day I started believing him. Thankfully, I believe that Creator, and I know Creator doesn't design people to suffer. We're not here to fail, but we are here to learn. So take whatever lessons from wherever you are and move on to that place of happiness and beauty that you deserve. because that is what we deserve. That's what your kids deserve, your husbands deserve. We work hard to provide that for our kids, and we forget to do it for ourselves. And we were a kid once upon a time, too. We deserve that. So please, start making those choices.
Awesome. That's true. Become empowered, make it happen, and really, we do deserve this. That this is the gift of life, and it's the gift itself, isn't it, Sandy?
Absolutely.
All right. So just again, for anybody who'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You're on the air with Maggie Holbeck of Crystal Clear Coaching. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to my website at Maggie Holbeck. That's MaggieHolb as in beautiful, IK.com. So, and Sandy, your website is traditionallyspeaking.com, correct?
.ca.
Oh, .ca. That's what I was checking. Yes, .ca. So it's www.traditionallyspeaking.ca. And you can learn more about Sandy and her book there. Now, Sandy, do you have another book in the works?
I do. And actually, I'm so excited about this. As I mentioned, Honorary Indian was written to honor my mom, to share the teachings that I believe the world needed. And just based on the emails I receive every single day, my mom's teachings are alive and well and working with so many people. And I'm so honored to have had that opportunity. I made a promise to myself. Honorary Indian came out in 2010. And I made a promise to myself that if I was going to write another one, it had to be better. I had to raise the bar because that's just the person I am. I just want to make things difficult for me. And I am so excited about this next book. You'll see the difference if you have the two. The next book is called Her Mother's Daughter, because what I realized at the age of 48 years, that's how old I am, that my mom's teachings have now combined with my life experiences to become the teachings that I share. And whereas Honorary Indian is these longer, beautiful stories that really reflect the woman my mom was, I'm a lot more direct. I'm a lot more blunt. I'm the big fan of the quote, that one sentence that kicks you in the butt and gets you going. So Honorary, or Her Mother's Daughter, is so me. There are still the stories, and still you can tell that I am definitely my mother's daughter, but there's also some days it's just that one sentence you need to remind you that you can do this. And my publisher is really, really pushing that this is going to be out there for Mother's Day. Makes sense. Duh. I didn't even see the connection, but her mother's daughter, Mother's Day. So it should be available for purchase sometime in April. I don't have a definite date yet, but it's done. It's with the editors right now, and then it'll go off for the design team to do their fancy cover and the whole nine yards. So it was a lot of work. It was straight from the heart. I believe it's powerful. I believe it will speak to the people that read it, and I think it is a great follow-up to Honorary Indian.
Well, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome. Sandy, do you have any events? We're getting close to the end of the show, so I know we have another quote we want to cover, but are there any events coming up, or would you like to share with the audience any of your services that you offer? Because I know I'm getting messages here that people are telling me you're speaking to their heart, you're wonderful. So, you know, somebody might want to have a piece of you after this call. So tell us what's going on. Are there events, or what are the services you offer? How can they reach you?
Primarily my work, I'm usually brought in by an agency or a company or a First Nations in some cases or a community to speak to their audience. So it may be, for example, next week I have the opportunity to go to Martin Falls, which is a fly-in northern First Nation community, to speak to their youth there because they really, really need to believe in their future. The week after that I'm going to speak to the youth gathering in Sulakout. So that's the kind of thing I primarily do. I do have one event that's open to the public in Thunder Bay in April. It's actually April 21st that I'm going to be speaking at Ruby Moon, which is an amazing little venue here in Thunder Bay. And I'm actually going to be doing sharing some of the readings from my new book and giving the audience a chance to ask me questions and, you know, very much an intimate interaction between the audience. But I'm always open. I do a lot of team building stuff. I do a lot of, whether I speak to entrepreneurial endeavors or I talk about empowerment, obviously a lot. I am from Northern Ontario, so I can relate to the challenges up here. I do a lot of talk on how to embrace change and how to look at that as a positive in your life. People can get hold of me on my website. I'm always open to traveling into a new area or a community to speak to whoever wants me to show up. So just give me a call or send me an email.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, let's forget our last quote, which is, let us never get so caught up in perfection that we rob ourselves of the opportunity to be human. Tell us about that, Sandy.
So true. If there's one concept that must be eliminated, is perfection in the way that we normally look at that word. Whoever is listening, you are absolutely perfect right now. Right now, with you are perfect with your flaws. The way I always explain it is I am an absolutely perfect 48-year-old Sandy. I know way more than I did at 28, and I know nothing compared to what I will know at 68. I need you to have faith that whatever you were supposed to learn by this point, you've learned. If you want to be more, then you're going to learn more before you get there. All you have to do is every day play the video game, play the game. If someone comes into your life, they're there for a reason. Maybe they need to hear your words. You're going to show your wisdom. Maybe you need to listen to them. If your child comes to you to share something, listen. I always say the teachers are everywhere. I've learned from complete strangers, homeless on the street. I've learned from children, and I've learned from the elders, and I've learned from every culture that I've encountered. And it's amazing to me how the base teachings, what I call the ancient truths, are the same no matter the background. And my teachings say that when we come together and share our teachings, that's when the world comes together. I don't need to adopt someone else's teachings, but it adds to the woman I am by listening. So if you want to add to your experience, your happiness, be open to listening, and you'll encourage people to listen to you as well.
Beautiful. I encourage everyone, if you ever get the chance to meet Sandy in person or to listen to her live, listen to her. Like she says, the messages are, they're everywhere when we walk in the world, and she's just a great messenger. So I'm really glad that I had you on the show today, Sandy, and I've enjoyed your quotes. Again, if you want to contact Sandy or learn more about her, her website is www.traditionalspeaking.com. And we're really grateful that you listened to us today. And I want to just take the last few minutes, because I know, Sandy, you and I are both bubbling with inspiration all the time, and you probably notice I have a hard time even sitting here, and I'm sort of talking along, and sometimes I'm over-talking you because I'm thinking and I'm inspired by you so much. But to bring it all together for our guest today, we've shared a lot of great wisdom, and is there anything that is sort of bubbling up that you feel that you'd like to leave the callers with as a last message of whatever that may be?
Well, two things. One, it's traditionallyspeaking.ca.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I don't want them to get lost. Or actually, if you throw my name, Sandy Boucher, and it's S-A-N-D-I-B-O-U-C-H-E-R, if you throw that into Google, you're going to find me. So, but I guess if I want to leave you with one thing, is you are you on purpose. And you are never going to be your mom. You're never going to be your brother or sister. You're never going to be the next-door neighbor that does everything perfectly, because the only thing you can do perfectly is be you. So if there's one thing I realized recently, and I thought it was hilarious, was way back in high school I was a cheerleader. And then I went into employment and training, helping people find a new job, which led to me being a motivational speaker. And when I looked at that, I realized I've been motivating people my entire life. So it's just in different forms. So look at what you love doing. Look at what you do naturally without even thinking about it. That's your gift. And you don't have to become a public figure to share it. Maybe you're meant to be a mothering individual. Maybe you're meant to be behind the scenes encouraging someone else. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but you do. And like I said, if nothing else, I pray to God that this show today helped you to believe in you, because that's what Maggie and I work hard to do every single day, to remind you just how amazing you are.
Oh, that's awesome, Sandy. You know, I was thinking when you talked about the gifts that we have and doing what we love, when you spoke of your mom earlier being a silent warrior, and so we don't have to be public figures or authors or anything. We can just be who we are for our callers out there. Maybe they're a silent warrior. Maybe they have messages that come through art or music or all of the different avenues. So, yeah, be open to those and what makes your heart sing, and listen to that, because there's so many beautiful gifts in each and every one of us, just like there are in you, Sandy. So it's been my pleasure to have you on the call. I am so, so honored, and I'm looking forward to having you back again. I'm sure that we're going to get some requests to have you back on the show, so, and I know you'll be more than happy to share more of your teachings, correct?
Absolutely.
Great. All right, so we're going to wrap up. You've been with Sandy Boucher and Maggie Holbick on Crystal Clear Coaching here at Blog Talk Radio, Greater Good Ministries. We are wishing you the most amazing day ever, the most amazing week, your life, and if it's to be, it's up to me, so make sure you keep that motto and you make it happen for yourself. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week, Wednesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
Gotta be the good life. It's gotta be the good life. 'Cause it's really been. complain about.